With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. As 2024 is about to dawn, the CEO of one of America's nonprofit groups warns that the remainder of the 21st century depends on Israel's victory over Hamas terrorists. Rabbi Stephen Weil, who heads the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces, tells AllIsrael.com his group recently flew two 757s to Israel carrying some $10 million worth of supplies for IDF troops in the battlefield. He says if Israel ever falls, the consequences for the rest of the world are frightening.
To quote the Supreme Ayatollah, their ultimate goal is the great Satan. It's not just America, it's Christian Europe, it's Western civilization. And what stands in their way is Israel. These soldiers of the IDF, tiny little Israel is what stands in their way. Otherwise, they'd have the Shia Islamic hegemonic caliphate from the Arabian Gulf to the Mediterranean. This is not a little squabble. This is ultimately going to shape the 21st century.
Rabbi Weil adds his charitable organization has regional offices throughout the U.S. and its efforts to provide direct emergency relief for IDF forces in the battlefield will expand during 2024. Also at SRNNews.com, Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a federal appeals court to reject former President Trump's claims that he's immune from prosecution while in office in connection with the breach at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Smith's team filed a legal brief yesterday ahead of arguments next month on the legally untested question. Speaking on the Salem News Channel, political analyst Victor David Hansen believes the former president should be more shrewd and less volatile in responding to the numerous legal actions that he's facing.
For him to be viable, and I mean viable, out on the campaign trail, he's got to be a lot more careful and strategic about the messaging that he has vis-a-vis these judges.
Scheduled for March 4th in Washington. This is SRN News. There's a different look coming to men's rooms in the Dominion.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of major abortion cases are expected to be decided by the courts next year. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the question of whether the FDA's approval of the abortion drug Mifepristone was appropriate. Women in Idaho, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are suing over denied abortions while facing pregnancy complications, while other state courts consider several challenges to abortion bans and restrictions. This is SRN News. Dangerous waves on the West Coast.
Southern California's Ventura County issued a temporary evacuation warning for some residents living along the coast due to high surf. Officials warn that powerful waves, expected to reach up to 20 feet, were forecast near a stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway on Saturday. Authorities have lifted the evacuation warning. Powerful waves have pounded the West Coast this week, driven by Pacific storms. Conditions have begun calming down, however. A high surf warning in the San Francisco Bay Area downgraded to an advisory. John Scott reporting.
Former Dallas Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson has died. The Democrat served in the House for three decades after becoming the first registered nurse elected to Congress and the first black chief psychiatric nurse at Dallas's Veterans Affairs Hospital. She went on to become the first black woman to chair the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. She was 88. More at SRNNews.com.